She's a public health advisor also with the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, and she currently liaisons to a number of Healthy People 2020 topic area work groups and leads the Healthy People 2020 progress reviews, so she's going to tell us all about that. Prior to coming to HHS, Ms. Long was a sanitarian at the Cuyahoga County Board of Health in Northeast Ohio. After completing a Master of Public Health at Case Western Reserve University, her focus transitioned to strategic planning and tracking performance measures. And she just got married, so she's still using her maiden name, but I think it's changing soon. All right, Jen, all you.
Thank you so much, Allison. I am delighted to be with you this morning and talk to you all about the progress reviews that we have at the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion. I have no relationships to disclose. And in terms of the discussion for my portion today, I will tell you all you want to should ever know about the evaluation of Healthy People objectives before the end of the decade. So this is all decade long. As Allison already mentioned, she gave you the details of the mid-course report, which happens mid-decade. In addition to that, Healthy People also offers a final review, which is also a data-based report. And actually, you can find the final review for Healthy People 2010 currently on the site as well as a PDF form. So, you know, in terms of the progress reviews, what did these work groups do the rest of the time during the middle of the decade when they're not creating new objectives? And working on the progress reviews is one important part of that. We have built the progress reviews around when data becomes available. And for different work groups and different topic areas, it becomes available at different intervals as their surveys come in as well. So just to give you a little bit of a historical perspective, Allison mentioned that Healthy People 2010 had 28 topic areas, and then I'll also say that Healthy People 2000 had 22 topic areas, which is very different from the 42 topic areas that we have now. So doing these progress reviews actually has been in existence for many decades as well, and they took different formats in those decades. And we looked at this historical perspective in order to inform how we were going to do progress reviews for 2020. So specifically, progress reviews for Healthy People 2010 really was a federal-only working meeting, and it was put on individually by individual work groups. And one of the things that's very characteristic about the progress reviews were very large briefing binders that had, it was almost like an encyclopedic review of the data sources, and a blueprint for the rest of the decade in terms of where they thought they were going to finally end up. But this was a very intensive meeting. It was a closed meeting. Alternatively, for Healthy People 2000 with 22 topic areas, we also had individual progress reviews by individual topic areas, but this was a public meeting, or these were public meetings, and they also, both of the progress reviews in previous decades also was focused on the data. So, you know, in looking at how we were going to do the progress reviews for 2020, there were pluses and minuses with both of these models that were observed. For the federal working meeting, certainly a lot of effort went into it. You have these encyclopedic binders with all of the very rich information, but it wasn't shared with the public, and so there was a real loss there. Alternatively, for Healthy People 2000, when there were public meetings, the criticism that, you know, I understood from our interagency work group members and leads were that essentially it became too scripted. So it was less informational and more scripted. So we really wanted to find a balance of both of these for 2020. So what we ended up with was this model. We worked on developing this model starting in the beginning of 2012. It was a year-long process, and as part of this process, we looked at data availability. With 42 topic areas, it was not possible to do individual progress reviews, and so we thought of pairing the topic areas together to conduct their progress review. It was based on data availability. So even though some topic areas were very well matched together, their data may not be in sync. So we paired them based on data availability first and then by shared interest in topic areas. And then we also looked at the resources that we had and what would be the most effective way to reach large groups of stakeholders and determined that whether it was going to make a determination on whether it was going to be public, private, what type of meeting format it would be. And then 42 topic areas to cover. As I said, we did decide to pair them. And this allowed for a couple of things to happen. It really allowed for a broader public health conversation to occur between shared topic areas. Healthy people topic areas are used to working by themselves to some degree, though I should say that each topic area is made up with oftentimes members from multiple agencies. And then when you throw another topic area in, it just adds to the fun in terms of the collaboration that needs to occur. But in working on the progress reviews, it's actually a six-month process for the two work groups to come together and do the final product, which is what we have here. It is a 90-minute public webinar followed by a 30-minute federal working session. So it's almost the best of both worlds in terms of having an external component and then also in terms of having an internal component. The work groups have worked together for, as I said, 6 months to make sure that all the data in the topic area are updated. And the data are presented by the National Center for Health Statistics, an impartial, unbiased body. And the next part of the 90-minute webinar are the federal presentations. So each agency that makes up the topic area has an opportunity to present on what they are doing to move the needle on healthy people objectives. And those presentations are actually fairly short. They have 10 minutes as an agency to tell you what they are doing. And it's one of the big challenges in order to get a lot of information into a short period of time. Next part of the progress review is the community example of implementation. If you watched any of our webinars, the Leading Health Indicators, the Spotlight on Health series, we really do like to focus and feature on a community-based organization, which is a non-federal group. It could be state, could be local, could be coalition, that is doing work kind of in the trenches on the ground. And they are the example of implementation. We can tell you the grants that are available, the programs that are out there across federal service, but they're the ones that are going to tell you on the ground where the rubber meets the road, what is happening, and what are challenges they're coming into. And then that's followed up by a roundtable discussion where we really try to take as many questions from the live viewing audience as possible. We typically have between 600 and 800 locations that join. We do offer CMEs and CEUs, and we have one coming up that I'll tell you about that you can certainly register for and join us as well. So this is followed up by a 30-minute working session, and so we've had two topic area work groups now that have worked together for about 6 months to put this together. There are certainly public components that are scripted, the talking points, the slides. But then when we actually do convene for the meeting, for the webinar, we try to be in one room or join remotely. And it's an opportunity to roll up your sleeves and talk about what challenges you're experiencing, whether it's funding for data or for survey questions, whether it's gaps in research that exist, awareness. They talk about opportunities to harmonize data. They talk about opportunities to cross-promote, form new collaborations. And these are the things that take us to the next level and give you an opportunity to discuss, what are the actionable next steps that need to occur. Okay. So we began the progress reviews in February of 2013. And this slide and the next slide is really just an example or just a listing of all of the ones that we've done. The slides for all of the progress reviews, and there are usually more than 100 for each progress review, but they are online, and I'll show you the website and the screen capture where you can find those. So as you can see, there are a number of topics that have already been covered, and it's two topic areas that are paired that allows you to have a unique conversation. I will also say that when you join the topic areas, some topic areas have a lot of data and others have very little data. And not every objective in every topic area will be discussed during the progress review, but there are appendices for those slides because the topic areas are really focusing on a theme and commonalities that they share. So, for example, the cancer topic area has dozens and dozens of objectives that cover a number of conditions, but by comparison, the genomics topic area is new to 2020 and has just a couple of objectives. But their theme was screening behaviors for cervical cancer, and breast cancer as well. So you can see the commonalities, and that really makes for a rich conversation when we have a closed working session on what they're doing. They're able to learn from each other as well. So this is the second slide for other progress reviews that have been done already. And again, the slides are all available online, as well as the agenda in terms of, you know, who's speaking and the order that they were speaking. And then the next progress review that we have coming up is on December 5th, which is a Friday. And the standard time for a progress review is 12:30 Eastern Time. Registration is up on our healthypeople.gov site. We encourage you to go and join us. And then the following progress review will be in February. We don't have a date yet, but we are working on this. And it's focusing on the social determinants of health and our LGBT topic area. And then, because this is a very intensive process for NCHS and for the work groups, we'll take a break for the mid-course review. The mid-course review is going to be an all-hands-on-deck approach. So we will take a break for the mid-course, and then once the mid-course is completed, we'll start back up with progress reviews again until 2017, 2018, we're set to be done with all of the work groups. So some interesting findings. I'm sure that these experiences, you've had them working with groups as well. But work groups have different personalities, and when you get them together, it's important to find the commonalities and put the differences aside, because there can be a very long list of differences. But really focusing on commonalities carries the work forward. Some topic areas have too much data, and some don't have enough. But looking at where the relationships are helps you to build a strong theme, to find a community-based organization that is linked to that theme and carries the message through. I call this lead singer syndrome, when you have folks that do not want to work with each other. So a lead singer essentially does not want to share the spotlight with anybody. And lead singers can be groups or individuals that are, or programs that are very well-funded, that have a lot of data, that have never had to share a webinar or a meeting with another topic area. It's very foreign to them. But resources are limited. There have been a number of groups that have been tried to decouple themselves. But this model, this whole model was planned over a year. All of the guidance documents that we have, the timelines, the checklist that we've created to help folks stay on top of the planning process, has all been vetted, has all had an opportunity for folks to comment on them internally in terms of the work group and the interagency leads. But, it's possible to work together, and working together is the most important thing that comes out of this. And so next. So lessons learned. We're very fortunate to have very good participation in terms of the numbers of locations. It's an internal and external win-win when you are preparing something that has to be very polished for the public, but also looking at what are the actionable next steps that you want to get into. In terms of promoting, when you cross-promote across all of the agencies, we get the most participation. And having even to close out registration for some of these meetings because we've reached capacity. So that's very exciting for us. I talked about checklists, timelines, and guidance documents. We do plan this well in advance, but every group works at a different pace. So if the groups are very productive, then we may meet only every once every 2 weeks, and if they need some more help, we may meet every week. But allowing the adequate timing and planning for holidays are all important in the process. And that's all a part of maintaining a transparent process as well. And quality improvement, the last thing on the list, is something that we do after every meeting. So after you have the live event, the webinar, and the working session, we have one more meeting just to make sure that we carry the lessons that we've learned and the things that could be improved to the next group. So every group that comes together for their planning has the benefit of all of the experiences of the previous groups, and that's very important to us. Because we do want to make this as easy as possible for everyone that is involved in the process. Celebrating milestones, which are very little things sometimes, but it's important. Deciding on a theme. Sometimes it could even take 2 to 3 months to do that. Sometimes it takes one meeting. But getting that theme is really important, and celebrating that you've gotten the theme. Finding a date is also something that I celebrate. Sometimes that is the hardest part. It could take many, many months to get senior HHS officials, 6, 7 of them together in the same room for a meeting. And then you know, promotion is so important, because you can do all of this work, your team can do all this work, but unless you adequately promote it, you know, no one will know about the work that is being done out there. This is the website for NCHS that we're in partnership with them. This is where you can find all of the previous progress reviews. The URL is listed on the very, very top. It's a little bit complex, but you can also just find it. If you did a Google search for NCHS, Healthy People 2020, and progress reviews, it will be the first item that comes up. All the previous slides and agendas are there. And that's all for me.